She said she had started to play in church, where she and her grandmother had to walk over 2 miles, and that she had then played in school and won many awards and a music scholarship. She had married an attorney in Memphis, and he had bought her that beautiful grand piano she was playing. Something else entered my mind. "Elise," I asked, "it's a little dark in here. What colour is that piano?" "It's red mahogany," she said. "Why?" I couldn't speak. Did she understand the significance of the red mahogany? The unbelievable audacity of her grandmother insisting on a red mahogany piano when no one in his right mind would have sold her a piano of any kind? I think not. And then the marvellous accomplishment of that beautiful, terribly underprivileged child in the feed sack dress. No, I'm sure she didn't understand that either. But I did, and my throat tightened. Finally, I found my voice. "I just wondered," I said. "I'm proud of you, but I have to go to my room." And I did have to go to my room, because men don't like to be seen crying in public.